Thank you very much, Chuck. He has just given you all the information you need to know about this show, except for one thing, the phone number, 424-2600. To join us on Over the Back Fence, we are going right up to noon today. This is the show where you call in if you're looking to buy or sell, if you're looking to talk about events in our area. We love talking about all throughout Central Wisconsin stuff going on. We got lots of news and notes, calendar of events coming up a little bit later as well, so stay tuned for that. And also, mostly, your phone calls. Talk about whatever. Beautiful day out there. Gorgeous August day, and I can't get enough of it. So if you're outside, you can call from outside. 424-2600 is the number to call. It's Tuesday, everybody. That means we are going to start off the show right with our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, and we're going to be talking about some volunteer opportunities. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Amy. Hope you're doing good over there.
We are, yes.
So what have you got for us today?
So today we have our friends over at Heartland Hospice. And I know we kind of talk about them a lot, but I like them because they have so many different opportunities, something really for everyone, whether you want to hang out with the hospice patients, whether you want to donate stuff, if you scrapbook, make cards, blankets, there's office work, there's just so much. There's also, if you have a dog, a therapy dog, they look for that. So there's just so much that they offer for everyone, just tons of different opportunities. They have a vet-to-vet program, so if you're a veteran, you know, they have a special program for veterans. They have special programs for helping families that have already gone through a loss of someone that has been in hospice. So they look for everything. So whether you want to donate your time, whether you want to donate your talents by making things or buying things, activity books for the patients, you know, having your dog come and visit some people, they just have something for everyone.
You know, you did say, Amy, that you talk about them a lot, but I have to reiterate, when you've spoken about them as a volunteer opportunity before, hospice care is so important. My wife is a pastor, and she has seen with so many people as they are getting to that point where they're ready to pass on, that it that kind of comfort, that care is so important. It helps not only the person who is in the hospice care itself, but the family and the family members who have been caring for this person. It gives them so much comfort and help as well. And that's why this is such a, for me, this is such an important volunteer opportunity.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, everybody needs that little extra support during that really hard time in their life. And I mean, what better way? And if you don't want to, you know, take on that challenge, there's so many other things that the Heartland Hospice office is needing. So, you know, it's not just that, but you're helping the people, you know, in a way anyway. So.
Exactly. However you help, it's absolutely needed. If they're interested, Amy, in this or any other opportunities, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can call us right here at the Volunteer Center, 715-421-0390. You can see all Heartland Hospice's volunteer needs on our website, volunteerunitedway.org. Or you can always stop in and we can chat and see what fits for you.
Thank you, Amy. Before you go, actually, I did have a question that's a little off the volunteer path, but it did happen with United Way. How did Stuff the Desk go?
Oh, it was great. It was great. We served the largest number of students we ever have done, almost 1,000 students. So it was the best we've had. And just a huge shout out to everyone that had donated anything from, you know, a pack of pencils to everything. It was really, really great. So our best year yet.
All right. Well, thanks, Amy, for that report as well. And we'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. Sounds great.
Sounds great. All right. Our good friends over at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, they do so much. I just wanted to add that little Stuff the Desk thing in there because it's such an important thing they do, and I wanted to know how it went in this huge year. And thanks, again, for me, too. Everyone who helped out in any way, volunteering, giving items, giving money, doesn't matter what you did, it was really, really great. UWSWAC.org is their website. Go check it out and find out their partnerships and other programs that they offer. All right, let's go ahead and grab another phone call here on the show. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
I have to give away a queen-size sofa sleeper, Lazy Boy. It's in excellent condition. Plastic still on the mattress. And to give away, they need to haul it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Get it out to a truck for you or whatever. 715-697-2025.
697-2025, the number to call.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great day. Got a sofa sleeper to give away. Looks like it's still in excellent condition, including plastic still on the mattress. If you got a way to haul it away, they've got it for you. Give them a call at 697-2025 if you are interested in that item. That's how it's done, everybody. Easy as that. But it doesn't just have to be items that you're looking to buy or sell. It's also things we want to talk about, stuff going on right now. As a matter of fact, because I'm all my lonesome here for the first part of the show, before we get into our mailbag items and news and notes and all that stuff, and our music, this day in music history, of course, as well, to wrap up the show a little bit later. As I'm waiting for your phone calls, I got one right now. But while I'm waiting, start thinking about back to school stuff. Okay, school's starting on Tuesday at the Wisconsin Rapids Public School System. Lots of stuff going on. So if you want to talk about that at all, I'll bring some stuff up here in just a minute. But first, let's take this phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have canning jars for sale. I have mainly pints, and I also have jelly jars, 12-ounce and 8-ounce. And if you're interested, the number is 715-697-9038.
697-9038.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. It's canning season, everybody, coming up into fall. If you are ready to start, they've got some jars for you for sale. If you're interested in those, 697-9038, the number to call for that. Keep those calls coming, everybody. Enjoying it. I need someone to talk to here. So go back to school really quickly here. Of course, I've got two children that are going back to school, including one who is going into the great beyond, starting middle school this year. He's over at the school this morning to do a rally for all the sixth graders. It's a big step for him. He's very excited about it. You know, and it made me think about my own time going back to school. So this was my dilemma growing up. My birthday is on August 19th. So when I was growing up, of course, you're excited for your birthday. I was really excited for my birthday growing up. But then that meant in a couple of weeks, school started. So it was bittersweet. I got my birthday, but then I had to go back to school in a couple weeks. That meant summer was almost over. Oh, it was good and bad. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Hey, morning, Steph.
Good morning, Gary.
What's the number for the canning jars?
The number for the jars? That was 697-9038.
Okay, I got it. All right.
Thanks for
the James. Get that note from Pam, righty.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Did James get a note from Pam Friday about the mullet?
I don't know. I wasn't here on Friday, so I have no idea. I'll have to ask. I'll have to ask when we're done here. So I'm curious about that. Thanks for the call, Gary.
I brought in a picture of a mullet, so Pam's going to give it to James.
Oh, all right. Excellent. Thanks for the call, Gary. If you hear a call here and you want some more information about the item or the phone number like Gary just did, call up. We'll let you know what that number is. As long as we're on the airwaves here, if you got any questions about that, we will give you that information along with everybody else. So I hope everyone's geared up for fall there. Lots of great events that are going to be coming up in this area here. And not only is back to school, of course, that's right now. We got Labor Day coming up. I don't know if you have any big celebrations planned for Labor Day. Last hurrah for summer. Although the weather's been so great, it feels like it's almost like fall weather. But man, in the next couple of days, I can't get enough of it. I want to find a way so I can broadcast outside so I don't have to be inside to do that. But I'm also thinking about things coming up in the fall. Of course, I'm a big fall guy. The only thing I don't like about fall is that winter comes after it. I love the season of fall. I love the air. The air is a little different. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit, I don't want to say, like, I guess it's crisper, yeah, but there's something about it that makes it different that I really like. I love the leaves falling. Of course, I'm a big Halloween guy. And I'm really excited about my Halloween show for Seth Faces the Music coming up in October. That's going to be a lot of fun. But there's just something about it. Again, the only sad part about it is that winter comes up next, and I hate winter. So, got to take the good with the bad, right? Yeah. Good with the bad. All right, 424-2600 is the number to call if you want to talk about the change of seasons, if you want to talk about back to school, holidays, everything coming up here in September, football. Got football coming up here, and we've got football coming up on these airwaves. Wow, I should talk about that right now when I've since I got the chance here. Of course, the Badgers are going to be playing again starting on Saturday. We'll be broadcasting the game there. But don't forget, on Thursday at 6:05, we've got the Wisconsin Football Coaches Show. Paul Christ will be doing his weekly hour-long show. So check that out. We will be playing it here on WFHR. On Friday, we've got high school football. Pre-game at 6:50, Randy and Don will be bringing you the Assumption game. They're going to be at Pittsville this Friday night. That's going to be on our sister station, WIRI. Go check that out as well. Lots of high school football on IRI. And we will be telling you all about it as we go along here. And then on Saturday, coming up on the 3rd at 4 p.m. is when the pregame starts for the Wisconsin Badgers taking on Illinois State. I just drove through the state of Illinois, including the, I believe, the city that Illinois State is in. See, now I should have checked that out before I did that, before I said that. I actually went through Champaign as well, which is, of course, where the University of Illinois is. Man. I almost thought I was in Madison, except for the color scheme. These college towns, I'm telling you, they look very similar, especially the downtown areas. But Wisconsin taking on Illinois State coming up on Saturday. That's going to be at 4 p.m. Looking forward, of course, to having the Badgers on WFHR all year, season long. We've got a few more other things coming up, too. Some daily shows, updates, and we'll be letting you know about those as we're able to get phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call. As I'm going through this information, including the mailbag items and our news and notes and calendar of events, please feel free to call that number, 424-2600. I will finish reading what's in front of me, and then I will get to your call as soon as I can. Looking into the mailbag today, nothing in the mailbag today, but we are ready and willing and able to accept your items. There is no price limit on items for the mailbag, but we do ask you to limit it to 3 items. A couple of ways you can get it to us. You can drop it off in person at 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also regular snail mail to us as well to that same address. But if you're dropping it off in person, keep in mind that our normal business office hours are 9 to 4 Monday through Friday. That's when we're open here. Feel free to drop those off anytime during that time period. You can also email us at otbf@wfhr.com. If you get it to us before 8 a.m., we'll get it on that day's very show. Also, make sure you have your contact information in there. That phone number is really important, and make sure it's correct. Also, a good description of the item or items you're trying to sell or you're looking for. We can do that in the mailbag as well. Any other announcements? Get it to us. We love to talk about it here on Over the Back Fence. We're going to start off our news and notes and calendar of events here with some news releases from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department, just as an update for everybody. Wood County beaches will remain open through Labor Day weekend and will close for the season on Tuesday, September 6th. They have hope everyone has enjoyed the beaches this year, and they hope to see you again next year. All other park areas, including campgrounds, shelters, boat landings, disc golf courses, and walking trails, remain open through the 31st of October. Coming up on Monday, the Parks and Forestry main office will be closed on Labor Day, so keep that in mind as well. Fall is a beautiful time to enjoy the great outdoors. For more information on fall camping, reservations, and shelter rentals, check out their new reservation system, Parks Reservations. woodcountywi.gov is where you go, and that's where you can make any of those campground or campsite or shelter rentals for whatever you're doing this fall. Fall camping is always a lot of fun. Another quick announcement here. The Wood County Parks and Forestry Department would like to announce that ATV, UTV updates to North Wood County Park in Richfield. Park access would be off of Richfield Wood Road from the east. North Park roadways and parking lots on east side of Yellow River, which are open to vehicular traffic, are now also open to ATV, UTV use. No ATV, UTV traffic is in undesignated areas such as the walk trail, the beach areas, and the campground. And ATV and UTVs are not allowed to enter campground at any time for any reason. If you have any questions, feel free to call them at 715-421-8422, except on Monday. They'll be closed. You can also go to their website, co.wood.wi.us/departments/parks. One last announcement. The Hazelnut Trail between State Highway 173 and Ridgeline Lane is closed right now for a couple of weeks for some needed ditch cleaning and timber harvest activities adjacent to the trail. This one you can keep up to date on their website, which I just mentioned. You can also go to their Facebook page for further updates on the status of this project as well. They also have an Instagram account, so check that out as well for more updates, more quick up-to-date updates. The West Jackson Street reconstruction project is still going on, everybody. So if you've been over in that area, you see that it's still being worked on. And hopefully they'll be wrapping that one up soon. There'll be some single lane closures in the westbound and eastbound lanes of East Riverview Expressway between approximately 700 feet east and west of Lincoln Street due to concrete saw cutting by the city. But that was done last week. But beginning this week, single lane closures will still be happening in that same area due to concrete patching by the city. This is expected to take approximately 3 weeks. All right, before I get into our last couple of closures here, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. Say, I have 1 1/4 horse router for sale. It's got a case, a couple bits. Take $25 for it. 715-341-0158. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. If you are interested in that router, 341-0158 is the number to call for that. A couple more closures I want you to know about. 9th Avenue North between West Grand and McKinley is closed, and that is expected to go through the beginning of October. Fremont Street is now closed for a reconstruction project there, including utility reconstruction, and that will be continuing over the next couple of months between 7th Avenue and 10th Avenues North. And that was expected to go through the end of October. Last chance, everyone. Last chance. The Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo is still open this week, but they are going to be wrapping it up on Labor Day. It will be open on Labor Day. Usually the zoo is closed on Mondays, but on this Labor Day, they will be open. So starting today, going all the way through next Monday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. are the hours they will be open. It is at 1921 Gaynor Avenue on the west side here, just up the street from 2nd Avenue Roundabout. That's where we are, not very far away. Of course, it's always free. There's a petting zoo, Helen's House, an open shelter, outdoor grill, restrooms, and play equipment. Have a nice, fun afternoon at the zoo. You can bring lunch as well. Just to note that the petting zoo is closed daily between 1 and 2 p.m. So if you haven't gone to the zoo yet this year, you've got one last week, one last chance to go and check out our great zoo here in Rapids. It's free. Don't forget about that. All right, so let's go ahead and take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Morning. I have some items to sell. There's two 35-45 R19 tires. I took them off of my Ford Escape. I'm guessing maybe a fourth tread left on the tires, and I'd like probably